רבי יוסי חזן.
Good morning. We all know the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph, an axiom, a rule, Tasa v'loy mina osui. And the previous Piyam Rebbe, Rebbe Chushleim, would say, it's brought similarly in Divrei Yisrael, Kol Yeraisa from the Moshitzer, Tasa, a Yid always has to be doing. V'loy mina osui, he shouldn't rely on his laurels of what he achieved in the past. Yesterday you reached Gevaldige Madregas, Alfgitten Fein, aber that's mina osui. Now begins a new avodah of Tasa. As the previous Lubavitch Rebbe heard from his father, the Rebbe Rashab, he went into a mitzoy Yom HaKodesh, nu, was itzter? He said, itzter daf an esh tshuvato. Now you actually have to begin mitzoy Yom Kippur. However, having said that, the avodah of this period, the 4 days between Yom HaKodesh and Sukkot, is obviously built, Michael El-Choyo, on all that we achieved yesterday. Yadua, the Meshech Chochma brings B'Shem Agro, that you find in Chumash, that certain times the Yom Tif of Sukkot is called Chag HaOsif, in Parshas Mishpatim, in Parshas Nitzitzot. Elsewhere it's called Chag HaSukkot. What's the difference? Says the Vilna Gaon Poshut, that prior to the Hakamas HaMishkon, prior to the Chet HaEgel, and the Tshuva, and the 40 days, and the Eibishter telling Kal Yisrael and Yom Kippur, Salachti Kivorecho, it was called Chag HaOsif. It's an agricultural festival. After the Salachti Kidvarecha, after the Avoida of Yom Kippur, now it's called Chag HaSukkot. And the Fizeh Vetrecht, Henrich Karelenstein, writing the Sefer, he was asked, if Yidden are chapping Chusim, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, so the Chura, why is the Dinah Shulchan Aruch, everyone knows, last night, it's the mitzvah to start in the Hachonis, in the Yosef, the Mokim Neman, as the Vilna Gaon put it, in the building of the Sukkah, the Chura, logic would tell me, right? That start building your sukkah in the middle of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, no chaschus. Is the charaya, according to the Gros, sukkah, the chetz of sukkah only becomes a sukkah after the kapora, after the kedusha v'tara of Yom HaKodesh. And because kiyudua, the sukkah that we build today is bedugma the Beis HaMikdosh. Therefore, it's brought in Chesed Avram of the Radomsko, but also Li Migdosh is gimatria, sukkah sema oisiyas v'makoil. Right? Every so we say in the Tver Shlema famously says, the Pasuk says, Shivas Yomim Tochei Hashem Alikecha, where? B'mokei Mashe Yivcha. The expression, B'mokei Mashe Yivcha, is always used in Chumash vis-a-vis the Beis HaMikdash. It's a charaya. Everyone's sukkah is a miniature Beis HaMikdash. And you only come to that kapora when were Yidden commanded in the midst of Asuli Migdash, only the Mochras of Yom Kippur. And therefore today, which is the beginning of the building of this Mishkan, this Beis HaMikdash, this Dira Le'ezborech. Everyone knows in Sforam HaKadoshim, the day Yud Aleph Tishrei is always known as Shem Hashem, God's Nomen in Sforam. And in Sforam there is a reboot time, and I'm not going to into it. What is the Shem Hashem? How does this connect to specifically Yud Aleph this? There's one simple reason the Liska brings in Ayosha Vatoiv. We know that the Eibishter is only Miyachid Shmoy on Chsodim, which are Gluyim. Asher Alkin. Till Yom HaKippurim, it says in Sforim, is b'vchina smol v'tachas rosh. Starting today is the inyan of Yemin l'tchapkeni, is the inyan of chsodim, which are gluyim, not just a hamtokas of gluris, but emesa chsodim in the world. So therefore, the Shem Hashem is dafka connected, it begins to be shayr and kal Yisrael, the chsodim dafka from today. Others foreign bring, from Skoritzer and others, the Gemara says in Krisus Tafchofei that Omru Olav al Boba ben Buta, that every day of the year he would bring an Oshem Tolui, except Mitzvah Yom Kippur. So Mitzvah Yom Kippur, every Yid is Bevchina Satadik. And the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Dafayinhei, that Asidim Sadikim Sheyikru al Shmoishal HaKodesh Boruhu. So therefore, the Shem Hashem is Shoyer on every Yid during this period. Now what does this mean, the Pashas? I'm not a Kabbalist. You do it, the Chumsefer brings, everyone brings, that the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot are mechuvin keneged the 4 letters of the Shem Havai. Right? In other words, Yom Kippur, the Pashas, every Yid became dovuk, became discarded to the Rabbein Shem. In fact, Chum Sofer, his son was once asked, when did he write all of these poems, these shirim of gaguim, of kisufim? He said in the 4 days he found it hard to be Merakis, and that's when he wrote these Gewaldige Patros and Nefesh to the Rebbeinu Shem. The four very, very special dates. But MS, sorry, but I'm sure brings, I'm ready to give it, just over and over, you may remember, it wasn't that long ago, yesterday in the Ilo, we say over and over an expression, Skarlan Ayoim Bris Shleishesrei. Bris Shleishesrei in Matevas is Gimachia 1820. Anyone remembers, I once gave a whole shmuz on 1,120. That is the number of times the Shem Yudke Vovke appears in the Chamishu Chum Shetir. Work it out. If you have nothing to do today, just count. I once had a whole shmuz, a thousand. It's simple. The pasuk says, Va'ato Yiglna Koyach Adnai. Koyach is 28. Adnai is what? 65? Yellow? How much is 65 times 28? Koyach Adnai? 1,120. Very good. You're getting it. You're picking up, yeah? The path is Soyd Hashem Li Reyov. Soyd is 70. How much is 70 times it give off? 26? 1,120. Mekadish Amli Yisroel De Chupa Vikidushin is Gimatria? Take a guess. One, which fits in perfectly because Yom Kippur Tufchinas Luchashni is Bechuposi. Right? Which says in Svarim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah Yisrael Echad is also 1820. That's the day a Yid becomes Dovuk in the Shem Hashem, and now you can understand that's where we begin now with the Anal building the Sukkah. You don't got to be a genius to work out Sukkah 91 is Gimatria Havaya Adnai, the two names of Hashem, Begedrein and Shemus, and therefore the appropriate time to begin the Haskolah of the Mitzvah of Sukkah is Afka Meitzoi Yom HaKippur. Kiyadu is brought in Sforim from the Har Sholem, the Parasover, very beautiful word. The Gemara says, not the Gemara, the Medrash says, Chazal, Yalkut Shemilini, B'Shem Begilu Storim, there's a famous expression, the Eberster says, Im Yoim Ta'azveini, Yoim Mayim Azveko. If you abandon me for one day, then the Eberster leaves us for 2 days. And the Gemara says in Yumadav Ayin Gimel that Meruba Mida Toivo and Mida Peronis. The person abandons the Eberster, he's left bereft for 2 days, and says everything good is more. So therefore, Yom Kippur, right, when a person every year, even a Kal Shebekalim, is Dovok on the Eberster. So Meruba Mida Toivo, there are 4 days where Yom Kippur continues to shine. The Chum Sefer says in a Drasha, Shabbos HaGodol Rosh, that there are 2 days in the year in the calendar that are called Godol, Shabbos HaGodol, and Yom Kippur is called Tzoymer Rabba, the great fast. What does the Godol mean? Godol, L'chasha Magdula, is the Midah of Chesed. What is Chesed? We'll soon discuss by definition. Hispashtus, to spread out, to give. Asher Alkein, right? Why is Yom Kippur called Tzoymer Rabba? Because it's the Yom Arichto. Yom Kippur continues for 4 days until Sukkot. And that, never heard this before. Well, now you do. It's safe. I didn't make it up. Right? You have the faith. You know the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says, why is Hasotn, Begimatria 364? Because all days of the year he's active. Achutz when? Yom Kippur. You don't got to be a rocket scientist. The Aris Dvash and Chelik Beis and Drush Yud ask the obvious question. Hasotn is Gimatria 364. You got it right. It's a Gemara, right? Over the Hay is not really the. His name is Sotn on the birth certificate. It's not called Hasotn, right? Is the Charaya, there are an extra 5 days, right? Which he really is not in full swing. Which is the 4 days until, therefore, the Gemara says, the first day of Sukkot, Lakachtum Lechem Biyoim HaRishon, Rish Lechem, what's Rishon Lechem Shmona Avoinis? Is the Chaya until someday, the beginning of, and that's why you take the Afkalu of Esther to be making Kayetir, because the Aura, the Kedusha, the Yisraimimus, whatever, of Yom Kippur continues on till Sukkot. The Yom Arichot. Asher Alki, it says in Sforim, I'm just saying words now. You know, I'll explain the Havonah. In the capital, it says Atos Seiserli Mitzar Tzrein. The Eibishter is my protection, my shield, my right. He protects me from Tzar. So it says in Sforim, Kuzim Aran, other Sforim. When you say those words, you say Atos Seiserli Kama Hefsik Mitzar Tzrein. Why? For if you were to say Ato Seiser Li Mitzar, you would have spelled out the Rashi Teves of Samach Mem Aleph Lam. No, which is the Malach of Esav, which is the Sotni. It's Horah the Malachamav. It's all the Shlechta, all the black things. Therefore, you say ato seiserli kama then mitzartzarin. What's pshat? The words ato seiserli Rashi Tevis is samach alif lamed. Samach alif lamed ki yudua. Any Kabbalist in the audience, myself excluded, right? Well, no, that samach alif lamed is what? One of the names of the Ayin Beis Shemesh. I don't have a clue what it means, but it's a name. Right? And that's a name of brachas and protection and ala gute zachen for Kal Yisrael. Right? So the ato seiserli, kama, and that protects me from the tzar, from the samach mem, the malach of Esav. Right? What is the Indian of Sukkot? So we say in the Zohar, everyone knows it, said the, right? That Yankov of Kal Yisrael, Yisrael Sova, has this great battle with the powers of evil. And Yom Kippur, we win. That's what we take the Dalid. Meaning, a symbol, as the Medrash says, Didan Notzach, that Yidu victorious in Sukkot. So the Esav, the Samach Mem, evil, is very, very jealous. So after we have this battle, this Pegisha with Esav and Yidin Armanat Seyach, we have to run away from Kitrugim of the Samach Mem. Where do we run to? We say the capital, Vat Yisdereini Beseisra Holy, comes the Abish's protection, which is Chagha Sukkot. Hello. You don't got to be a rocket scientist to work out. Ato Seiser Li, which is Samach Aleph Lamed, Samach Aleph Lamed is Gimatria 91, which is Gimatria Sukkah, which is Gimatria Havai Adnai, as I said before. How does that happen? Because Yidin were victorious Yom Kippur against the Samach Mem. As we'll soon discuss, we take out the Mem from the Samach Mem, and what are we left with? Samach Aleph Lamed, which is the shame of, as we'll discuss eventually. Right? You understand what I'm saying? Look. Yeah? Just parenthetically, Rav Amshur adds that the end of Ne'ila, Mamish, the high point, right? Everyone screams out, Shema Yisrael, right? The words, Ato Seiserli, Ama Uthiyas Mateva, is Gimatria 1118, which is Yichudi Lo, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Alekeinu, Hashem Achot. So the Sukkah is really the Hemshich of the Ne'ila of, we said yesterday in Davening, in my shul at least, we say, brings that he asked his Mechutin, Ateresvid, is it the Choyver? Why Tachas Kanfei Hashchina? Normally we say, for Yidin it's Al Kanfei Hashchina. For Gerim we use the expression Tachas Kanfei. So the Choyver answer to the Bnei Yisoscher, this refers to the mitzvah of Sukkah. So again, the mitzvah of Sukkah is a direct Hemshech, it flows on from the Yach Be'eini Tzel Yodai of Ne'il. Now, to understand what I just said, what is this protection of Sukkah, taking the Mem from the Samach Mem, left with Samach Aleph Lamed, which is Havai Adnai, Sukkah, I'll look at that. What does this mean, like for normal people, like so we can understand it, we can eat it? Let me just back to another thing. I don't know if you ever noticed, it just always hits me, the idea. Think about all the Yomim Tovim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, they're all connected somehow to the concept of water. Hello? Water, Mayim, water. Yeah, Mayim, H2O. Yeah, yeah. What's pshat? Right? Rosh Hashanah, you made tashlich. I don't know. In every shul, Mayriv, after Mayriv, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, everyone says, B'tchilu, Rechimu, Gvaldi, Geslavus, we say the 24th Psalm, the David, Mizmer, Lashem, Oretz, Umloye, Tevil, Yishvil. Right? Mamish, give up. Then immediately, what do you say afterwards? Kihu al yamim yisodav al hori. What in the world? How does that flow? It's unsequitur. There's thousands of perushim. Satmaruf, amongst his numerous perushim, in Divrei Yoel and Rosh Hashanah, is a simple prat. The Eibishter is Tor inayim mira Yisra. His Shechina is not Sheira in a place of what? Of tumah, of impurities. So we say, Lashem ha'oretz umloye tevil v'yishvim. That the Eibishter is everywhere. Leis asar ponimine. How is the Eibishter everywhere if it's a tumidik of el? No, the Eibishter transcends time. Hoye hoye vi is ke'echud. And the Eibishter knows that there's a concept of that Yidin, every Yid will eventually do tshuva. And the world will be full. Mola oretz deyas Hashem kamayim layam l'chasim. And Mayim has the quality, as we discussed Barichus before Yom Kippur, Mamikva Matiris Atmeyim, Afakovish Borchum, the Seid of Yom Kippur, of Yom Neroim, Asher Alkein, how is it Lashem Ha'oriz Umloya, the Shechin is Molechal Ha'oriz Kivayidai? Right? That's because Gihu al Yamim Yisod. The Eibush that built the world, the Yesod of the world, is Dafka Mayim. As we discussed the Tuf Kufsamach Lugan in a mikveh, which is Metaira Beria, which is 24 times 40, the hours of the Yemei Ratzin, which is Mekabetz Nitzchei Am Yisrael, the elevation of that, which is Nispazer in the world, which is why the capital ends off with the words, Mirza Melech HaKovid, Hashem Tzvok is the Melech HaKovid Tzela, which is also Begimatria 960, as I explained. It's all connected to water. Right? And you don't have to be a Pesach genius to figure out that Sukkah is a Zichr connected to water. B'chag, the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah after Zayin, B'chag Nidoinim, Alamai. And the great Simcha Yisera in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkis was what? The Simcha of Beis HaShe'eva. And as for him, bring the pasuk, the Ruach Elikim Rachefes Al Pnei Amoyim. Rachefes refers to something which is Makif, Bina, Sukkah, which is Imo, Al Goyzel of Yerachef, to protect. That's Al Pnei Amoyim. It's all connected to what? Sukkahs. And therefore the Pshisker Magid brings in the Sefer Mogen Avram that the Sukkah is like a mikvah. It makes a lot of sense if you understand the Hemshech of Sukkah is to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a Chamikveh. Sukkah is also a mikveh. And through a mikveh, your Mahapich, Midas Adin, Midas Harachim. The Veruach Alikim is Gimachia Berachamim. The Milu Alikim is Gimachia Ruach. Yamamtik Alikim, Midas Adin. Veruach Alikim is Gimachia Dvash, which again is Hamtok of a bee, something that stings, into something that's sweet. And therefore, the Bnei Yisrael says, how many, everyone knows the famous word of the Chido. Every school child, I think kids in short trousers know. Sukkah is a samach, and a chav, and a hay. How many walls, how many defanos, how many mechitzas do your sukkah need? There's two and a bit, and there's three, and there's four. Or but the Bnei Yisrael says, a meiru dikazach, right? Right? The chadchila, you should have always four walls for your sukkah. How many walls does a mikveh need? Anyone tell me? Anyone learned mikvahs ever? How many walls do you need a mikveh? They asked this to great rabbonim. As far as I know, I've heard from big rabbonim, there is no mocker anywhere that a mikveh needs four walls. You can have a round mikveh, the rabbonim so. Over the minig Yisrael, dafka is to have four walls in a mikveh. Hello? Al derech zeh lechatchila, the medaktikim, says the Bnei Yisrael, have their sukkah four walls. Hello? What's four walls? Which letter of the alphabet? Final name. Pash. Hello? What is this? By the way, derech agav, Teres Chaim brings, right? The vasukkah tiel letzel yoimam letzel emakoyel is gimashi mikvah. The sukkah is a mikvah. The getarayin, you come tor in the mikvah. Right? What is this Indian of water? Rosh Hashanah, Tashlich, Yom Kippur, Mikveh, Sukkah, Eiter Mikveh, Sechus Beis HaShe'eva. I'm going to tell you two stories that I said over in my drasha on Rosh Hashanah, my shul, right? But I changed my tune after thinking about it. The Mashgiach, Reb Don Segel, said a Moir Tika Mais. In the 1920s, whatever, in the Arabs, Kedar Kom Bakoyidish, Mamash Tzevildavit, as usual. Yishmael Lapera Odom. And they were wild, and they went into a besmedrish somewhere in Meishor, and there was a chassidish rebbe, I have no idea who it was, and the chassidim was sitting there, and they chapped the rebbe, they saw he's the, they chapped him, and they slept him outside, and they brought him to a field, an empty field. And the chassidim were running afterward, they were powerless, these were armed people, they were powerless, and they see that these Arabe, these wilde chevra, these Bnei Yishmol, tell the rebbe, we're going to kill you. From Chesed, right? We'll give you one last request. And the Chassidim were shaking. A great tzaddik, a rebbe, is about to die al kiddush Hashem, has minutes, seconds left, and they were wondering what would be his last minutes. Chaim chayusei alei adomis. What are you going to ask for? Made the psasidur, a zoyer, a gemora, a chapa last tefila, last pa'atilim. He asked for a glass of water. So an Arab, whatever, one of these ran to bring him a glass of water. He's there watching. He takes the glass of water. He closes his eyes with tchilu rechimu gavaldik kavon. He makes the bracha shakol ni abitvori, and he drinks the water. Der vayla mamish an Arab sheikh, an old imam, one of the Arab leaders, old man, comes by. He says, release him immediately. Ich ken him. He's a man of God. You dare not touch him. The young schnooks had no brayer. They had to let him go. Baruch Hashem, one minute to midnight. They asked the Rebbe of all the things in the world to ask for at that moment. You're about to die. You need a glass of water. So this is the Kabbalah from the Baruch Hashem HaKadosh, that if a person is besakona, take a glass of water and you make a brach of shakel. Not kind of nice. Well, speaking about the sakona standing before Tkiyah Shofar, the idea of shakel nibud. I said another story, I think I mentioned it here once. Moiridik and Maisa, someone said, I can't remember whom. Moiridik. There was a frum Elich Yid, he's living, everything is wonderful. He lived in Meir Sha'orim, also getting fine until Rachmon al-Islam, his daughter, took seriously unwell, critically ill, and the doctors didn't have any truth for that. He's stuck. Nowhere to, he calls up maybe somewhere else, somewhere in the world, Ezra Marpet, the Refir, there's all kinds of organizations. They found out there was one doctor, a specialist, who's come up with a new patent, but he lives in New York, in America, Ergasu, and you can't get to him. He's like, there's a queue, the whole people all over the world, impossible to get. Vehi Ayoyim, this Yid in Meir Sha'orim, gets a call from the Askin in Tel Aviv, from and he tells him, Punti found out that this doctor is here now in Tel Aviv. He's about to go to Ben Gurion Airport. You have precisely a half hour to get from your house to and meet him. Ulai Yimkur Rachim of Ulai Yerachim, maybe you'll have to make an appointment, we'll be able to arrange something. I'll meet you there. He gets these guys, how in the world can I get from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv in a half hour? He says, Ich weiß nicht, but you gotta get there. He pinked, he had gelt on him, he had 300 shkalim. He went down, he flogged the cab, right? He said, I need to get in within a half hour in Tel Aviv, or he said, impossible. He took the 300 shkalim and he waved it. Oh, it's possible, right? Yeah. So he started driving. He ever drove in a crazed Israeli taxi driver? You can know you could do the greatest tshuva more than any eel in the world. In the car, you're saying Shema Yisrael. The guy is flying, cutting, going through red lights, cutting through fields. Dervaila, he makes it to the house, to the address, GPS, Tel Aviv. He looks at his watch, 29 and a half minutes. He rings at the bell. His daughter's life is scissors. Rings the bell. The Askin says, I'm really sorry, but the doctor just left 1 minute ago. Remember, your daughter's life. He looked, he's going to chalsh. He's probably going to faint. This is it. They brought him, they see he turned white. He's like shaking. He's like, you know, mamish. They brought him a glass of water. He started making a bracha. And he started saying, Boruch Ato Hashem. And he thought to himself, you know, to speak to the Rabbi Yishol, I don't need a taxi with 300 shkalim. I don't need a doctor. The Abish is here everywhere. And then he continued the bracha, Shakoil Niyo Bidvori. Everything in this world, myself, my daughter, the machla, everything in the world is created from the Abish. What do I need? And he made the bracha. They asked him, after they drank the water, how do you feel? He said, I've never felt so better in my life. He went back a week later to the regular Yishalmi doctor. He said, we can't believe this, but Pili ploys, nisim, nisim, your daughter, the medication we gave here, it's working, she'll get better. So he comes back, his wife is like, nishtim, says, how in the world did it happen? He said, it all happened because of a glass of water I drank in Tel Aviv. So his wife says, you had to spend 300 shkalim to get a taxi to race like a machine to go to Tel Aviv? He said, without that taxi drive, right, I would have never been able to make that bracha. So the point is, now I understand, when a Yid on her kent, you have an Arab about to kill you, and you make a bracha, shakol niya bidvoroi, now I understand why that bracha is a school. But then I thought deeper, it's like a true, that's right. But it's not only a school of the bracha, it's a school of the water. Kiyodua, you point out, that by tzaddikim, the last, very often you see in the Talmud of tzaddikim, the last thing they did before they were machzir nishmasi lebeiri, they took a glass of water and they made the bracha of shakel. But the water, the famous Kabbalah from the Baal Shem HaKadosh, when you're driving and you see water, you're supposed to say, the Baal Shem Tov says that water is a skula for chsodim, for brachas, for yeshuas, for the water. Water can do. Why? What's pshat? Let me try to explain. For simple people, I'm not a Kabbalah basic. Simple people. Reb Chaim Vital says, but in the beginning of Tanya, that there's four Yesoidus, Eish Ruach Mayim Ofer, and Mayim refers to the Taiva of Taivas. Yesoidus, Ki Mayim Matzmichim Kol Minei Tainu. Mayim is Chesed. Mamayim Yoredim Imakum Gavoya Lamokim Namuch. So all the desires, the yearning, the craving of a person, and if it's Yored too far, it's for Gashmiyustika things, right? That is connected to the Bechina of Mayim. Right. Therefore, it's brought in Sforim. Who says it? What does Tzadikim say? Why was Moshe Rabbeinu called Moshe? He had 10 names, right? So why do we call Moshe Al Shem the name that Ashiksa Bisyu Baspari gave? Kimen Amayim Mishisiyu. Because the essence, the etzim of Moshe, that he was Moshui, he was separated from all types. There's the Magid Meshorim, the Malach used to come to the Bes Yosef and teach him every day, secrets of Torah. He told him, never, in Tzfas, in Erzol, you may have been there, it gets very hot sometimes, never drink water in the middle of learning. Because you megara taiva yitzahara on yourself. Remember the story I was there in Moshe? Someone asked Rosh Hashiva, why in today in Erzol, so many people learning, and we don't produce another Moshe Feinstein. And the answer, sitting learning with a blood gemora, with a bottle of can of Coca-Cola next to you, from that you don't become a Moshe. Drinking water, b'shas halimut, is you're giving it to taiva when taiva is supposed to be the opposite of it. If your person's misgaber on his taivas, what does he do? He takes the taiva, instead of in yonli, ilam hazeh, the mayim, in kedusha, becomes an inyon of ishtoikakus, to elikus, to getlichkeit. So Pnei Menachem used to say that this, even though Yom Kippur is called the day of inui, it's called the zayantif. What's the yontif of Yom Kippur? That a yid realized that the true oinig is not in sushi. The true oinig in the world is what? Als tis anig al Hashem. A geshmak in kedusha. Emes of kedusha brings to simcha. And taivis and ilum hazeh brings ultimately to atzus. And that is the yisui, says the Pnei Menachem, of the seuda moitzoi Yom HaKodesh. That's the inyan also of the inyan of the simcha of Beis Asher Eva, all the Sforim say, like the Gemara says, what's the simcha? That Mayim, Chazal say, that Mayim tachtoinim buichin anan bi'inim mehevek ha-mimalk. When the Eberster created water, and then he divided between the Mayim elyonim and the Mayim tachtoinim, lower tithes. So the Mayim cried out, they were crying, a famous word from the Chut HaMashulish, the Yisrach Moshe brings, Al Naris Bovel, Shom Yashavnu, Gam Buchinu. I've said this many times. Why Dafka Naris Bovel? They cried, what's the Gam Buchinu? Because the Eibishtu is Mephayis the water, you'll have Melech, and you'll have salt comes from water. Uncle Karbon Chotak Melech, and you have the Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkot. So what is Nisuch HaMayim? What does it symbolize? That the Yishtoikikus, the Taiva of a person, is what? The Kedush Natal Umaz. Which, by the way, I've said many times, the Sefer Zichron Shmuel, from Shmuel Shmelke Teubenfeld, great Rav in Monsi, Meiridik of. He brings the Gemara says in Sukkah that when they used to have the what do you call it in English, the fires that they burnt, that they used to juggle whatever at the Simchas Beis Hasheva, what were the wicks made of? The bloye michnasayim and the avnet of the kahan. Were there no other materials in the store to make wicks? And were there no other big de kahuna made of what? Of bad, right? So he said, a meridik of what? A pachar neira, a remez of our neira of oyim. He says, the Gemara says in Krisus that the big de kahuna are mechap. What are the michnasayim mechaper on? Gilarais. And the avnate is mechaper on hiruri alef. Can you do it? How do you come, the simcha of sinus mesheva is to be maila? Right? The taiva, the mayim, ki amayim, as mirim, only tainuk, in a yonim of kedusha. So what was the luminosity, the radiance, the oir of Simchas Beis Hasheva, dafka from the michnas ekoyim gohanim, and the avim. Yerdua, the vort, pachad, the b'sachaber Belzer, when he went in, into the famous Belzer shul, that is Zayda built, when he went in, for kol nidre, he used to p'chiyas neiros, mamish gefelch. Why were the such bechias neiros when he walked into the shul? He was masber to someone because the paruiches over the or nakoidish for Yom Kippur, for Yom, right, was made from the dress of his baba, of the Rebbetzin Malka, the wife of Rebbe Shalom Belzer, and the shirayim of the tachrichim of his uncle, the Rebbe Shmelka, who died b'chayiv of the Rebbe Shalom. And Kiyadua, the Divrei Chaim, said that the Rebbe Shalom Belzer and his Rebbetzin were b'chinas oldom and chava prior to the chet. It's a madrei. Kiyadua, the word by the... When the Mittler Belzer Rebbe, Shila Belzer, got married, his father, Rebbe Shalom Belzer, gave him his trousers to wear, his mikvasai. Right? Why? Because the Gemara says, by the brachas, that the Shinamis, how did she know that Isha Leikim Kodesh Oivrelenu? Didn't see tum. Big deal for a few days, he was staying there. Is there anyone who ever slept on that sadin never saw tum? Right? Is al derech that the maila of a tzaddik is his michnasayim, which is mechaper and gilarayis, is not only mechaper for him, but for anyone who wears the michnasayim. That's the inner of kiddush. So when the Sacher Belzer saw the dress of a baba, right, who was balas madrega, right, he was this oirer gefarlecha b'chiyos neiros. And that's connected to what? What did we use this for, the Michnasayim? Tafka Sichus Be'esheva. Because Sichus Be'esheva is the inyan of taking all the taivas of Ilm Hazah and we mahapich it in what? Ruchnis. On the fees, I understand the Shtikl Bas Ayin from the Avrusha. It's a very tifa vort. The Gemara says, Ba'arba prokim o'ilam nidun. Four. And Bechag nidunim alamayim. Why the word nidunim twice? Bechag nidunim alamayim. Says the Avrusha avort that you take rubbish, you take psoilus goyrin, psoilus yekiv, things that are pennies, you know, some old door and this, you hack this and this, that, and you make a sukkah. Is the sukkah, Miloshin Suicha, to see, teaches us that a person could take any Indian in Ilam Hazeh and transform it into a place where the Shekhinah is shining. In other words, the purpose is to see, sukkah is the seeing, to see the Dvar Hashem, the Olam Hashem, Dvorcha, Nitzah Meshamayim, which is Mahave and Mechaya, everything in the Gashmiistic world, it's Mishave, it's Chayas, comes from Ruchnius, comes from Elikus. And therefore, when was the day when Shlema Melech was Messiah, the Beis HaMikdash, the day of Gevaldige Simcha, Shmini Atzeres? What happened? The purpose of the Yid is what the Pasuk says, Su'u morem einechem, lift up your eyes. Don't be up at the Hema looking down. Gashmis. Look, lift up your eyes to heaven. Ure'u mi boreil. There's a question, who created this world? What is the purpose of the world? Me. How did the Abish create the world? What's the first letter of Chumash of creation? Beis. Beis rapsi, beracious. But you notice, and Chazal say, the left side, and all that left symbolizes, is open. The Eibishter left a place for the Toyim to make their mistake. The Ligan Gashmi is in rubbish. I'll tell you a story while I'm talking. I mentioned it yesterday. Vani Ila. Ayid once came to Rabbi Chanan Vasson in Branovich. He was a childhood friend, they learned yeshiva together, da da da. And he walked into Rabbi Chanan's house, and he was shocked, the austerity, the poverty, the deprivation. He says, you and I both learned together in yeshiva. And you were always smarter than me. I thought you would succeed in life. Right? You would, Akitzer Maaseh, I went, after yeshiva, I went to medical school. I became a doctor, a professional. Gor Matzliach, I live in a posh, opulent palace. And you became a Rosh Yeshiva, you live here in poverty. B'chanan didn't answer. A few days later, the childhood friend was leaving. B'chanan accompanied him to the train station. And the guy, the doctor, says goodbye, and he sits in a train. It's a very rickety, uncomfortable posh at the train. So Chanan goes to him, across the platform, the other platform of the train station, much better train. It's luxurious, thick, padding. I'll go to my five-star train. Why are you sitting in this train? Why are you going to that train? Kasha. Because this train will take me to my destination. The other fancy train is going the wrong way. That's the answer to your question. Right? So the Eibishter creates a world with a base. There's a mokim litus. What happens if a person ru mi bora eli, finally they can't, there's an Eibishter, sha'akol mi abidvori, right? Then he finishes off the base, says Davrucher, and now you have a shlosmim, a filmim. And that's the simcha of simcha, where Shoyev, the mayim, from the me, plus changing the bays of Bereshis into a Shloss Mem, you have Mai. And that's it's a vort, but the idea is, the whole idea of Yom Neroyim, Sukkis, is to realize the Mibor Eila, the Mashpia Kedusha Vatara, therefore Mayim is Gimatri, the same letters as, same Gimatri as Lochem, which is Lev, Koveid, Moyach, that from Yom Kippur, Yom Mashpia Kedusha, which is the reason also the option to bring the Zerakoidish Abmeidit Kavort. Okay, work it out, trust me, I worked it out myself. Just four miluim sheim avayat, everyone knows, 72, 63, 50, 45, and 52, right? Reish Lamed Beis, everything like that. It's when you spell out the milui, yud, vav, yeah, work it out in the four milui sheim avayat. How many yuds are there? Nine. Okay, nine. Trust me, I did work it out. Worth. How much is the gematria of the letter yud? Ten. How much is 10 times 9? Any mathematicians in the audience? 90. What is 90? Mayim. When a person sees the tachlis briyos ha'olam, the mayim of kedusha, that's why it's mechabed the eish of taivis, etc., etc. There's a famous hakdoma to the shalom tshuvis called Arya, the Berek Sasarov. The Gemara says in brachas hashoisem mayim litzmoi. You drink water for your. You're thirsty, right? What bracha do you make? What's chat? He says, based on the famous Chazal, Hayom ro vayonis maro aroinis shel yosef. Here it says Hayom ro vayonis. There it says vayonos vayetsi achutza. That when a person faces taivis, that what is the gabrus, right? You realize that shakol nia bidvoroi. If you're involved in the tzimoin for Gashmias, and therefore you're a balabos over yourself, right? Therefore, in that schools, you become a balabos over the mayim and the sea splits. Oh my, we haven't started the shiur. That's why tshuva is connected mayim. Tfilah shifrika mayim libechitz. I have no time to elaborate. That's why mayim is the only place the Meshech Chochma brings, where the Gemara says in the Sanhedrin, kshofim have no shlita. The Gemara says the bedika. The Gemara Sanhedrin, even by Titus, what did he say? Right? Kimduma the doimeli shekoychem shel the alikoshel elus koychem ba mayim, because ba mayim even the leumas there realize that they are. I'm not going to elaborate. That's the of tefillah of tshuva. That's chul v'chul v'chul. Okay. Now we can begin the shir. You remember Yankov Avinu had this epic struggle with the Samach Mem, right? Does he know who he is? On one hand, the Gemara is in Chulin, says, hello, Avakadat, Kisa Yaakovid, and then he says, what's your name? Who are you? And when he says, Shalcheini Kol HaShachar, are you a Ganev, a Kuftas, or a Mugger? Oh, you're scared of the dark. He thought he's having a boxing match with Muhammad Ali. He didn't know it was a Malach, he didn't know it was a Samach Mem. Well, shot. Yeah? Nachazach. Everyone knows the famous vort of the Kodesh Samagin of Yisrael. What is this Indian Shalchein? He says Shalchein Nikol HaShachar, because Be'emes Chazal say that Satan Upninu Shem Shemayim Niskavnu, right? That the Satan really is like a Moshel Dezoyer of the Zoyno who's trying to Mefata the Ben Melech, but really even the Yitzhara doesn't want you to fall. Asher Alkein what? Asher Alkein, when Yankov is misgaber in this afkus with the Samach Mem, and he's successful, oh, Baruch Hashem, I've done my job, now, Ki Allah Shach, I go and sing Shir, I've done my task in the world. So the Yitzhara really is the Samach Mem, the Yitzhara is really a good guy, he's just doing his shlichus, hello, that's what he's saying, right? He's doing his job, and again, when he, yeah? How does that shtim? Chazal say the Shiva Shemus, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Tome, Orul, Soine, in Pogobchom, and Nuvels, haven't good play. Many things. Chazal does not like the Yitzhak. But you're telling me he's really deep down a good guy. Yeah. So this Kasha, the Beisosner and Agra, the Pirka, was asked, he brings it from a shame, Sefer Kisei Melech on Zoyer HaKodesh. So he says, Be'emes, originally the Samach Mem was a good fellow, including the Abish Zerot. Then eventually he fell and he became the Samach Mem, as you and I know. What's Pshat? It says in Toldus, B'shem de Baal Shem Tov. I have no time to elaborate. The Pirkei Friedman says this. Look it up yourself in Vayishlach. Shri Lepinchas. The Muhiridika Vort. Toldus says, B'shem de Baal Shem Tov, when it's the Gemara says in Sukkah, the La'osid Lovi, the Abish will take the Yitzhara and shecht him. How will he shecht him? With a knife? The Chalif. he will take out the letter Mem from Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, will remain what? Samach Aleph Lamed, which is Havaya Adnai, which Allah Gutazach. Hello? What's Pshat? What does this mean? By the way, the Gemara brings that Sur Meira Vaseitoy. When you take the Mem out of Ra, then you come to only good. And that's Shalcheni Ke Ola Shachar. So are you scared of mourning? What's Pshat here? Right? Because the Samach Mem as evil only works in the night when it's dark, right? But when Mashiach comes, when there'll be Geula, then the Samach will return to Samach Aleph Lamed. What is this Mem? That is the Mem refers to Mophis, death, right? And therefore it came, what was the downfall of the Samach Mem? When Adam ate from the forbidden fruit, yeah? And death came into the world. The Mem was Mishaber with the Vav Tov of Vatoichel, Vatera, Vatoichel, Vatipakachn, etc., and Tzoyer, I said many times, and therefore we have Mophis. The fees of Erech Nechazach. What was the Klol of the Odom? Not only he'll die, he's mortal, ki offer Atav al Fartoshuv, Anach HaKlol, B'zeyas HaPech HaToichel Lech. Hello, Ainshi Elakim Azir. Do you remember any way that the Eibishet al Chava, anyone the Chatchila, that if you eat from the forbidden fruit, you're gonna have to go to work? Hello? Where did that come in the picture? They said, you'll die, you'll die. The answer is because of the downfall of Odom HaRishon, the Mem, Moves, came into the Samach Aleph Lamed. So the Samach Aleph Lamed is no longer, what does Samach Aleph Lamed stand for? 91, yeah? Which is Rashi Tevis, Pei Seach Es Yodech, Pei Aleph Yud, which is the shame of Parnos, the Kidua, Pei Aleph Yud, is also Ba'at Bash, it's Chatach, Soifet Tevis, yeah, as everyone knows, right? When a person is going on the straight and narrow, so this parnos mandio of chaya is your mizayin. Oh, you then mess up and you bring the memin, the movis, into the equation, right? Now what's going to happen? Now you're not only losing chayim, you're losing what? Parnos. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu says, "What's your name? I know you're not Muhammad Ali. I know you're a malch. What is your name? Are you called Samach Mem or you're now?" Ola Shachar Gula. Now you're Samach Aleph Lamed, and I have no time to elaborate in this forum. He taka was misgaber, not on the nukve, whatever, right? What bechina are you? And the endless is when a yid is misgaber, and that's why did a holiday of Sukkot, which is a shmir of v'chulu v'chulu. Everyone knows, right? Therefore, what happens is that's why, like Alderach the Gemara says in Shabbos, there are two malachim or malava a person, right? And if the house is Shabbos Dig, then the Malach Ra, Baal Korcha Yana Omin, who is this Malach Ra? That's the Samach Mem. Right? Yes? And Samach Aleph Lamed is Gimatria 91, which is Rosh Tevis Peseach Es Yodecha. So, and Samach Aleph Lamed, by the way, is Gimatria Malach, 91. What is this Malach? You have two Malachim. The bad one. And what is this Malach called? What does this Malach say? Omin. What's the Gimatria of Omin?
91.
So you understand, I cannot try to elaborate, but when a yid anerken dasha kol niya bedvori, mayim, that everything we have in life is a chesed from Bashef, comes down from the Eibishter. And Simchas Beis She'eva, Mikvas, Rashana, Yom Kippur, Sukkot teaches me that I have to, the mayim is to give it over these inyonim to what? To the Eibishter, right? Now you understand why Sukkah 91 is also a school for alts, what we need. It says in Sforim HaKdoshim, Ham Achoyle Umisham Sheyem is Peturin Menasukkah. Mitztayer is Potter Menasukkah. The famous Pshat of the Tzver Shloim is put in Tzemach Tzadik. Many Sforim, a person needs to get rid of all the Tzoras in life. You become Potter through Sukkah. Tzver Shloim brings the famous Remez. Mi Shehoye Roishi V'rubay B'teich HaSukkah V'Shulchanay B'teich HaBayis. The person puts his head, his mind, his heart, his called Metzius, in the mikvah of Sukkah, where Zoycha that Shulchanay B'teich HaBayis a whole year. The Eibish bless us all with Bona Chaim Zoyin Revich.
This was not the easiest feat. Here, I'll tell you.
What?
This year.
Yeah. Okay. Let me hear. No. No. Seventh. No. It's a bottle of brandy in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Through